Edmund Hillary, he climbed Everest and he came down and he told his friend George then that, George, I knocked the bastard off, which he meant to refer to our mountain, which is sacred. So, but I mean, the whole perspective is different. We worship mountains as gods and goddesses. But Western perspective is to climb and conquest and kind of conquer them. Like we climb, we enter a forest and we would break a twig before that. A symbolic, emblematic thing of the destruction that we would cause. So for us, like, it's putting a foot on a mother on a mountain is like putting your foot on a mother's lap, a mother's chest. So it's different. So they are like mountains, like brother sister mountains or mother in law mountains or mountains named after gods and goddesses. So they are not just physical objects. So they are not just a kind of bull that you have to slay and, you know, conquer. So, and this poem sketches the history of climbing and history also they are part and parcel of our mythology and our scriptures. Mm-hmm. So this poem will refer to some of that stuff. Eternal snow. The glaze of the snowy mountains in the dark ink of earth's sleep. Thousands walked past the grandeur of this exquisite nightmare and wandered off like famed buffalo brother who climbed into the mountains with his twin's furry coat and strayed in the alpine wilderness to get incarnated as Yak. Or in an attempt to map each and every inch of her breast without a warm quilt of solace or secret mantra, froze to eternity in God's colossal grave, in naming, renaming, or denaming the house of Lord's soul, Devatatma. They drew diagrams, sketched, dreamt over the staggering heights, raised questions, colonial, carnival, existential, extraterritorial, because it's there. They endorsed a cause, carried long knives, oxygen, eggs, tea, telephones, sirdars, and frozen spaghetti. Did they bleed into snow, lost limbs and lives on the altar of Chomo Lungma, the goddess of the winds of the world, for a victory that wasn't theirs? Did they bow down in humility before her crotch at Cho Oya, at Gorakshep, or Kala Pathar? Did they remember their loved ones in the last drowse of their dreams' diary, Everest, Woe, Young Husband, Mallory, Bullock, Bruce, Norton, Somerville, Odell, Shipton, Bryant, Tileman, Irving, Hillary? Was it their obstinate karma journey to the gates of paradise, like Pandavas from Mahabharata, after winning a war that they had lost to the vanquished? Was God disguised as a dog, as in Yudhishthir's case? And did they break a green twig before setting foot on mother's chest? And did they insist on the entry of the dog soul, like illustrious Dharmraja, to go for Elysium of eternal snow, or just went up to knock the bastard off?